That's right, guys. We welcome to Below the Belt Show. That's right. One of the stars of AMC's Walking Dead and a two-time guest on Below the Belt Show. We're happy to have her back. She's one of the bad guys, the saviors. She plays Lara. It's the very talented and lovely actress extraordinaire, Lindsley Register, on the line. What's up, Lindsley?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good to have you on Below the
Fantastic
Belt Show.
Fantastic, now very that you're here.
We have to locate your theme music to give you the proper introduction.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's so proper.
First of all, Merry Christmas in advance.
Thank you.
I'm sure Christmas will be great in the Register household.
Yeah. It's nice just having some time off work, slowing down and seeing family I haven't seen in a long time,
Yeah, you'll be back in the Virginia area?
Yeah, I already am. I've been in Canada for about 5 months. It's good to be home.
Yeah, I was just saying earlier that we love it when people from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area have made it.
But she's from the mountains of Virginia, though.
Well, that's
like,
still,
like she's like moonshine country and stuff. Like good fucking moonshine drinking, right?
Well, I don't
know. Cannot comment.
That's a debatable issue, but the fact that Lindsley is on one of the top-rated shows on cable television in The Walking Dead, and my gosh, what a roller coaster of a season so far, Lindsley.
Yeah, it's been nutty, eh?
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, you, as one of the saviors, it was a little unclear that gunfight that you had with Dwight. I know that you guys were firing at each other. Can we say that Lara escaped unscathed? I wasn't sure what happened there.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell what happened there. And I think it's intentionally left a little ambiguous so as to create more suspense, for what's going to happen when we return.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, obviously, you're my favorite savior.
So good.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. well, I mean, obviously, I'm biased because you're from Virginia, which is awesome. But obviously,
I think your character is
pretty badass, and the fact that you are going to be the person that is going to inform, I guess, Negan and the leaders of the Saviors that Dwight is a mole, right?
Yeah, if I reappear alive and well, then absolutely, I think Laura would be the one.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy plot line with Austin Emilio, who plays Dwight, which both of you did a fantastic job in that episode. And I just can't wait for the next episode. We're going to have to wait till February, I think February 25th.
Gosh, is it that far away?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a time to kind of figure out what happened.
Just simmer on it, create theories.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you like, how did you enjoy working this season as compared to the previous season?
Oh, this season was great. And coming back into a second season, you just feel more confident. You feel more just well-placed in the series. And so it was really nice. I felt a lot more comfortable and free to just enjoy the work this season. And, seeing all the familiar faces, it's like a bit of a reunion, which is just such a joy. So it was really great.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's almost becoming a lot of people say it's like the Walking Dead family, and a lot of people consider their castmates their family.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, you spend so much time together. You spend time at work, and then you go out for beers afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kind of family.
You get really close really quickly.
The kind of family where you can be killed off at any second.
You never know when it's going to end. So right. That's why you really enjoy it while you're there, because that's exactly how it goes. Like, you never know when it could be over for you. It's so
right. No doubt. So let's talk about probably one of the saddest, I guess, potential deaths, unless there's some crazy cure or some crazy twist that Carl...
Or he's faking. Yeah.
Or he's faking, but that Carl, played by Chandler Riggs, has been bitten by a walker and eventually will die. I mean, I guess as a fan, Lindsley, what do you think about that?
I was so surprised to see that in the story. It's really nuts. And Chandler has actually come out and said, you know, it is the end for his character.
Right.
Like he's already made that public statement. And I was really surprised when I found out because of the whole comic storyline of
right.
him taking over. And I don't know, that just seems like such a huge plot point. So, yeah, that threw me.
Yeah, that's completely just shocking and sad because he was such... I mean, he was there since season one. I mean, we're talking an actor that, like, we grew up with watching The Walking Dead since season one.
Well, he grew up, yeah.
Yeah, well, he grew up in the show. We watched him grow up, literally.
Right.
You know,
also, Al, there's a lot of Walking Dead in Baltimore.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that actually mimic the people in the show. Walking around, they're just, you know, all fucked up on heroin.
Yeah.
Drugs, alcoholics. I mean, so Baltimore could be the scene of an episode of The Walking Dead.
They should come here and just film live.
Yeah, just go into some of the neighborhoods here.
Well, what I think is interesting about The Walking Dead is it's supposed to take place in Alexandria, Virginia, which is actually close to Washington, D.C. But in fact, it does shoot in sunny Atlanta, GA. How do you like living in Atlanta during the season of The Walking Dead? Have you eventually felt have some love for the city, or do you dislike it, or?
It's been good. Like I was coming from Vancouver, BC, so when I got to Atlanta and I got to like put on shorts and go outside and really enjoy the warmth, I was so thankful for it.
Yeah.
We're about like an hour. Our studio is an hour south of Atlanta, there in Sonoy. So it's really slow paced. There's not much to do. Like a lot of times after we're done working, we'll just, you know, we'll sit around, like some of the castmates will get together. We'll sit around, have beers and talk and just like chill out, you know. Atlanta is like an hour drive in. But, you know, when I do have extended time off, I have gone into Atlanta and it's really nice. It really is. There's like a lot to do in the city. But being like there near the studio and working, there's not much at all. It's a really small town.
Actually, yeah. Both of us have been to Sonoy, Georgia. We did the Walking Dead tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's definitely a cool small town, just seeing like Woodbury and Alexandria like right next to each other.
Yeah, so, I went on Carl's dad. Chandler's dad actually runs one of the tours in Sonoy. And he actually tweeted, which actually was deleted right afterwards, that he said that Scott, you know, didn't give any notice and that he seemed really pissed off that they decided to kill off the character of Carl on The Walking Dead.
Oh, so really? His dad had no idea.
That according to his tweet. So I don't know if he's trolling the fans or maybe legit, you know, they didn't know, but apparently they weren't given much notice. They kind of just grabbed Carl's parents and Chandler and talked to them.
See, but it's
and
weird,
said that they're going to kill him off.
It's a weird twist having him get bit, but us not seeing, you know, him get bit. That's the only reason why I think it might be a twist. But I mean,
wow.
Well, you know, that's really sad to hear because, like, I feel like this is the beginning of such an amazing thing for Chandler's career. Like, he's been doing the show for so long, and you know, he just cut all his hair off. He's changing his look, and he's got, I mean, every opportunity ahead of him to, you know, create like a brand new thing.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a very good point, Lindsley. Chandler actually cut his hair for an upcoming role, and I think it's like almost like a mullet.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the sign, you know. Like if you see Jon Snow with like short hair, like Kit Harington, then you know that Jon Snow didn't make it. But obviously,
right,
he was still seen with long hair because we were trying to figure out if he died or not. But same thing with Carl, you know. The fact that he cut his hair could be the telltale sign, unfortunately. So.
Yeah.
That's much different than what I heard.
Really.
Yeah, I heard he got a real bad drug problem to walking the streets of Baltimore now. So.
That's crazy. So if Laura were to go out, how would you like to go out? Would you like to go out as a walker, or would you prefer to perish in human form?
Oh, gosh. Like, if I was to go out, I would want it, first of all, I'd want it to be the goriest, bloodiest, most, like, properly Walking Dead deaths ever. And of course, I would love to be a walker. Like, I think that's kind of like the cherry on top of working on The Walking Dead, you know, like getting to be a walker.
And yeah.
Stumble around. Yeah, that would be so fun.
That would be kind of cool. But you know what? I have my money on your character that you're going to be a force to be reckoned with in The Saviors. And
yeah, and do you think Negan will make it out of this season alive?
Do I think Negan will make this out of the season alive?
Yes.
Well, I got to choose my words carefully here. I can just say, I don't know what I can say. You will enjoy the season finale. I'll say that.
Oh, okay. Now, are you still filming? I mean, are they still filming the season, or are they wrapped totally now?
No, they wrapped up, the week before Thanksgiving, and they threw us a big wrap party.
Oh, wow.
Dancing and, you know, open bar. And
yes.
Wow.
I love wrap party.
Well, you guys wrapped early then.
Yeah, they started, I think, maybe back in March. No, maybe it was later than that. Maybe, early summer. But they normally always finish up like a week before Thanksgiving, and they'll go back around March.
So speaking of the rap party, because I love rap parties.
yes, you do.
Who was the highlight of the party? Who was boozing up the most in the cast?
You know, I did not even notice because me and my friend who went with my date, we were dancing the entire night. They had a great some people had a choreographed song that they danced to, and that was great. They came out like matching red jumpsuits.
Oh, cool.
They, had, bloopers reel. But, yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Fair enough.
Who's your favorite co-star?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
I'd probably say Austin. Austin is so gracious. And he's such a, just real, genuinely kind person. And he's a joy to work with. Calm down, Austin.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Is he someone that you would grab beers with after you're wrapped? That kind of.
Oh, totally. Austin's a real chill dude.
That's awesome.
Oh, cool.
Nice. And of course, you work very closely with Jeffrey Dean Morgan. What are your thoughts on good old Jeff?
Jeff, he's so hilarious, and he's always making everybody laugh. I actually just heard some statement that he made about other people. Other actors being intimidated by him on set.
Right,
and that's
really?
That was definitely the case when I first met him, because he has a very intimidating presence, you know, and you don't really know how much of it's character, how much of it is just him, you know, who he is. But the more you're around him, the warmer you realize he is, and that he really has this soft heart underneath this kind of tough exterior, even who he is as a person. So it's fun having scenes with him. It really is.
Yeah, the thing is that the character of Negan is very charismatic, even though he's a psychopath. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan, how you're describing him as a really awesome person, is kind of reflected on how Negan is without the psychopath tendency of killing people. But nonetheless, that's kind of cool similar they are in some sense. But you're very different from Lara. You know? Would you agree?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I sometimes, when I watch some of my clips from the show, I'm like, that is just so funny to me because it's just not who I am. But it's fun, being that for a moment in time, you know, and really giving into that for a moment in time.
Yeah. I also like working with Josh McDermott. Obviously, he's pretty polarizing on the show. He flip-flops a lot. He's pretty wishy-washy. But I'm sure as a person, he's pretty cool. How did you like working with Josh?
Oh, Josh was wonderful. And, you know, it's so funny. I feel like his character, maybe I don't understand because I play Savior and maybe I don't get it. But I'm genuinely confused why fans think that he is like flip-flopping. Because as just a watcher of the show, I'm Eugene is playing the long game. He knows what he's doing and he just, you know, he just has a different way of approaching things. So it was really funny to me, the reactions people had about him, you know, living with the Saviors and quote, working for Negan, you know?
Yeah, totally. And of course, at the end, he had a redeeming moment when he
helped Seth Gilliam, Father Gabriel, and the Doctor escape. So that was kind of like his redeeming moment. So we will. Right. I guess I just can't wait to see what happens. You know, are they going to accept him back in the fold, or is he going to flip back to you guys, to the Saviors? I guess we really don't know. So that's a lot of stuff going on. So now, what I thought was cool is that you worked on a DMV production, House of Cards, obviously as a protester. I think we talked a little bit about your role, which I remember your role because it was really awesome. But what were your thoughts on the whole, like, Kevin Spacey thing? Like, you know, and just everything going on in Hollywood with women, all coming out and supporting each other and retelling their stories of harassment and causing quite a movement and stir in Hollywood. Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it made me really sad to hear about that situation that happened between Spacey and that young man, and, like, first and foremost, for the young boy that was, you know, assaulted and what he's had to live with his entire life. And, you know, it always really sucks to hear about somebody that you really admire for their craft. You know, you kind of find out that they're not as good of a person as you hoped. So that was really sad. But you know what? It's to me, I feel hopeful about the chain of reaction that it's caused. Or starting, really, I think maybe Weinstein might have been the first big case that's maybe giving everybody more bravery to speak out. But I'm really hopeful for what Hollywood will become because of this. Maybe we all just needed a reminder to be decent people, because you won't get away with being a scumbag.
Not anymore, apparently. Wow.
So I just hope. I really have hope for the future, and I'm really proud of everybody who's finding the courage to be honest about what happened to them, and hopefully find, you know, further healing. So I think it's a painful but a really beautiful time for victims of sexual assault.
Yeah. Wow. Well said. Yeah. I know that a lot of actresses at the Golden Globes will be representing the hashtag MeToo movement, kind of like a silent protest. They'll all be wearing black dresses, I guess.
The
upcoming Golden Globes and that, you know, they're former protesting, you know, similar to like the kneeling and the kneeling rather in the national anthem, I guess is their way of sound protesting. Have you ever encountered any bad people in Hollywood, you know, during your career?
You know, I feel like I've been very protected up to this point. Like, I've definitely found myself in situations that made me uncomfortable before, where I felt like, this feels like it's going into a weird place. But I've always tried to follow my instincts about things. If something feels weird, it probably is. And just, like, distancing myself from unsafe situations at all costs. Unfortunately, even if you do take every precaution, you can still find yourself in really horrible situations. So that's not to say that's why I haven't experienced some of this. But I've been really lucky and really protected, and I think guided out of situations like that. So I count myself really, really blessed.
Okay, yeah. Definitely count your blessings, because obviously not many many other actresses have had very different experiences. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. You seem to have, like, a lot of stuff going on, Lindsley. Just looking at your IMDb, can you talk about any upcoming projects?
Sure. So what's been taking up most of my time, so I told you I was in BC for the past 4 months, and I was working on season 2 of 6, which I think I was filming season 1 last time we chatted.
Yes.
So we've been picked up for a second season. Yeah.
Awesome. Congrats on the second season. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. And that will be on the History Channel. I don't think we have an official premiere date yet, but that should be, I think, in spring. So it's just nice to travel a little bit and go back and see, again, some other familiar faces on that show and do some good work, and we'll see what happens next. But, yeah, that's been taking up most of my time lately, work-wise.
Yeah, Walking Dead and 6, I can imagine both. And it looks like you did an episode of Outcast as well.
Yeah, I did shoot an episode of Outcast. I think it maybe premiered last year. Just a little bit part, you know, just like popping up here and there on a lot of Southeast shows. Okay. But I think they've been canceled since, huh?
Aw. Damn, well, that's a shame.
Yeah, but that's a Robert Kirkman one, too, actually.
And you know what's interesting? A friend of ours on Below the Belt shows, Johnny Alonzo, actually worked on the film Chronology, which also stars Alec Baldwin. And I'm sorry, Billy Baldwin.
Right.
I'm messing up my Baldwin brothers, sorry. And Danny Trejo. What was your experience working on that awesome project?
You know, it's really funny because my partner, my boyfriend at the time, Alexander, He was cast in the show, and I met Johnny. Johnny is a lovely person.
Awesome.
That's so funny that you guys know him.
Yeah. He's part of the DMV crew.
My partner. Yeah?
Oh, he was your scene partner?
I'm sorry?
He was a scene partner of yours? You actually had a scene
partner? No. Oh. Alexander, my partner, he was in the movie.
Ah, okay, I gotcha.
And they needed somebody kind of last minute to come in and do this role, a really small role. And, you know, at the time I was like, sure, why the hell not? And so I just jumped in and, did a little bit part, but I can't wait to see the movie. I hope it turns out really well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But, and then a couple other films you have in production and Extraordinary. You have This Valley of Dying Stars, which looks like it's in post-production, and Juanita. So.
Yeah, Juanita, yeah. That was a film I did. Actually, Richmond. Yeah, Richmond this past summer.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. Oh, who was the actress that was in it? Dang it, I'm not going to remember her name. But yeah, a comedy, and we'll see if it has a theatrical release really soon. We should know.
Awesome. Wow, Lindsley, we're so happy you got a chance to talk with us because we wanted to talk about our favorite show, The Walking Dead. We're so awesome that you're still kicking ass as one of the saviors. We can't wait to see more of Lara on The Walking Dead. And thanks for calling in the Below the Belt show. It was awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me in again. I hope you have a great holiday.
Have a great Christmas. Yeah.
The rest of the season will be back soon enough, and you'll enjoy it, I promise.
Awesome. So before we let you go, if you could, Lindsley, do a promo for us. Let us know who you are from Walking Dead or whatever you want to plug. And you're on Below the Belt show. And at the end, maybe throw out like a Christmas or holiday catchphrase or something like that.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Hi, this is Lindsley Register, Lara from The Walking Dead, and I'm on the Below the Belt show. Happy holidays.
Nice.
Awesome, awesome.
Keeping a PC, right? Can't say Christmas.
For what it's worth, Merry Christmas, you guys.
Nice. Thank you. Love it. Lindsley, thanks so much. Have a great holiday.
Thanks, you guys. Take care.
All right, bye. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Have a good